Hi, this is She's So Average, and I'm Martha, your host. So this is my very first episode of She's So Average, and I wanted to talk about toxic positivity. To quote Susan David, author of Emotional Agility, toxic positivity is forced, false positivity. It may sound innocuous on the surface, but when you share something difficult with someone and they insist that you turn it into a positive, what they're really saying is, my comfort is more important than your reality. So let's discuss toxic positivity. That shit is everywhere, and it makes me want to throw up. I can't stand when you're feeling like shit and you just get told, stop being so negative. It's not about being negative. If you're having a shitty day, a shitty fucking life, I mean, look at the past year. There's nothing to be happy about. Yes, you should be grateful at the end of the day that you remained healthy, that your family is healthy. Think whatever you believe in, that you didn't lose anybody you loved. But it's been a shitty fucking year. What is there to be positive about? A lot of people have lost jobs. This economy is disgusting. The city that I live in wants to be in New York City so badly that it's kicking out everyone who grew up here because they can no longer afford to live here. Your job is mistreating you. You're underpaid. Maybe if you're like me, you worked throughout this entire pandemic with no hazard pay. It's fucking frustrating. And these days, I'm not so positive. I can fake it for the sake of the people around me, you know, to not ruin the vibe. But at the end of the day, I'm not positive. And I'm sick of it. If there's one phrase that sucks the most when you're venting and telling someone all this shit going wrong in your life, it could be worse. Other people have it worse. Okay, so we take a step back. Yeah, a lot of people have it worse. I can acknowledge that. But that does not take away from the fact that I am going through it right now and that I'm not happy about it, or that it makes me upset or even sad or depressed or suicidal. Because of the fact that other people have it worse does not diminish my feelings, my situation, the way that I'm going to go about it, financially, emotionally, physically, whatever it is. You should never tell someone that it could be worse. That is not something they're looking to hear. And I know it can be hard to deal with someone who comes to you to vent, because look, everyone has their own shit going on. Everyone has it rough. We get it. So when someone comes to you to vent and you're not sure what to say, please at least try not to go, don't worry, you got this. Clearly you couldn't have said, I don't give a shit. You know, it's a little push that we all need. If someone comes to you to vent and tell you that they're really having a shitty day, just go, you know, I'm so sorry that this is happening to you. Is there anything that I can do to make it right? Do you want to go for some coffee? I don't know. Anything that you can, do you want to fucking smoke weed? Anything that you can offer, but definitely please don't throw out the plain old, it could be worse, you can do this, it's fine, you'll be fine. Because some people are really at their lowest points when they come to you to vent about these things, and you never know what they're thinking of. Again, I know you, yourself as a person, you could have a bunch of shit going on as well, but I feel like if we're here for each other at the end of the day and put in each other's shoes, what would we want to hear? Then maybe the toxic positivity can go out the fucking door where it deserves to be. And I think it's good to acknowledge that we've all spread toxic positivity at some point and we didn't know about it. I'm going to throw out some phrases again. Being negative won't help you. When you tell someone that they're being negative, you're instantly, again, diminishing what they're feeling, and you're basically telling them, lighten the fuck up, it's not that serious. You should at least acknowledge what they're going through and let them have their bad day. Let them have their bad moment. You know, what can I do for you? Nothing. Okay, have your bad moment. I will sit here and listen to you vent, and I will curse with you, and anything that you need me to do with you, I'll do, given that it's, you know, appropriate and legal and you're willing to take certain risks. Good vibes only. Smile. Crying won't help. just stay positive. All of that shit needs to stop. Not everyone can just remain positive. I mean, who the fuck honestly wakes up every morning and chooses positivity and smelling the fucking flowers? And I don't know, I can't, it makes me want to throw up just thinking about it. It's hard out here to like wake up and choose to just be so positive. It's like, as for me as an adult, I'm kind of realizing how fucking difficult it is, and maybe understanding my parents a little more and why they're a little bitter sometimes. And I choose I try my best not to be bitter, because there's a difference between being bitter and then just having a bad day. I understand that, but there's a fine line between having a rough moment in your life and then just being plain old bitter. Yeah, I feel like that's what it is. You know, it's okay to cry if you feel like crying. It's okay to be angry. It's okay to curse at that moment, and it's definitely okay to be depressed and to show that you're depressed. I mean, at the end of the day, life is not easy, and it's not all flowers and rainbows as much as we try to make it seem, especially on social media, you know. So it's fine. Show us your feelings. We need to learn to handle those emotions from everyone around us, you know. And it's also fine to be honest with people when they come to you. And instead of being like, you'll be fine, and you maybe can point out some things to them, point out those things. Be like, well, if you did this instead of that, I feel like that would help you. And sometimes they won't like that. But being honest instead of fake and phony and positive is definitely a lot better, because you're offering them solutions. Solutions that they may not be ready to deal with. But I'll take that instead of someone telling me in my face to lighten up. I also feel like people want to look at realists and just immediately label them as negative. And I've hated that for the longest time now. I feel like just because you're a realist, it does not mean that you're a negative person. You just understand the certain factors and struggles and obstacles that people will face. And you understand that sometimes things will take longer to accomplish. Or you understand that you just simply can't afford to continue your education because it would be stupid to take on a loan, and where you have other bills like rent, which matters more than continuing education. You're just, as a realist, you're aware of all the shit that can happen if you choose to follow your heart at that moment. For example, for myself, I chose not to continue with a master's because I cannot afford that shit. And I am not willing to take out a loan where I know I'm going to have a hard time paying it back. I have other bills that I have to deal with. I have rent. You know, like I said, I live in a city that wants to be New York City so fucking bad that the rent prices are increasing. And the cost of living is just not waiting for your wage. I need to figure out a way to increase my income instead of taking out a loan for my education. And it fucking sucks. But realistically, I can't afford to do that. So I feel like realists are often, if not all the time, referred to as negative, which is fucked up. People should not be referred to as negative for acknowledging all the factors that come into play when it comes to making decisions for your life. I saw this tweet on Twitter that I felt like inspired this first episode. And when I read it, I thought, yeah, this is something that a lot of people need to be able to speak about, whether it's with themselves or with their family or with their friends. And this person on Twitter, LSNGU, tweeted, "Toxic positivity takes optimism to an overgeneralized extreme. This attitude causes guilt, avoids authentic human emotions, and shuts people down. We should develop a healthier and more supportive approach when dealing with negative feelings." In that sense, if someone comes home that you live with and they're just having a really nasty attitude, take a moment to pause right there and think, okay, they definitely had a bad day. Someone pissed them off. Fine. Some people need to be stopped. I agree. Some people need to just take that nasty attitude and sit down and be like, okay, I didn't piss you off. Do not take your attitude out on me. But at the same time, acknowledge what happened. Who pissed you off? Vent. Tell me about it. I'm sorry that you're dealing with this. Is there anything I can do for you? Would you like a drink? Would you like me to cook for you? Anything that I can do to make you feel better. Now, in regards to friends who you don't live with, same thing. Okay, I can see you're having a bad day. Do you want to talk about it? No. Okay. Give them a moment. Leave them alone if they don't want to talk about it. But definitely don't tell them that they need to stop being so negative or that they're having a nasty attitude. That's allowed. Having a nasty attitude is allowed. Again, the world is so ugly and we can't always just eat it up and turn our cheek. We have to allow ourselves to feel that shit. And, you know, and yeah, just give yourself that moment that you'll need. For me, with my relationship, my partner, I don't know how he does it, but he always gets me out of that hole that I'm in when I'm upset. And instead of telling me to look at the bright side, he literally sits me down and holds my hand and goes, "You're okay, and we're going to figure this out. We are going to figure this out." Every single time, and you have no idea how incredibly uplifting that is and comforting to me to feel like I'm not alone. I don't go to just anybody to vent. This is someone that I trust. So if someone's coming to you to tell you their problems, just take a minute and listen to them and find the words in you to comfort them. To finish my topic, not everything can be good vibes in this life, and not everyone can be full of positivity. If you feel like someone is not measuring up to your vibes, then definitely distance yourself from that person, but don't make them feel like shit for not having a smile on their face at all times. Again, people are different, and some people just cannot find it within themselves to always think positive, and that's fucking okay. To everyone that is just trying their best, waking up, maybe drinking a smoothie because we're too lazy to make ourselves some breakfast, finding it hard to even make it to the gym because, you know, exercise is healthy for people, but, you know, not everyone can make it there. To everyone who's just trying, I'm literally rooting for you because I am you. You can't get up every morning and give it your all, give it your best. Sometimes you have to wake up and get by, and that's fine. That's perfectly fine. We're just human and we're tired and we have to keep working. You know, those of us who are average, like myself, all we have left is keep working, keep striving for the best, and that's it. It doesn't stop. The grind does not stop. I can't believe I just said that, but it doesn't. Moving on, I posted on my Instagram a discussion that I wanted to ask people what the hardest part of adulting is. And I feel like because we're not prepared for the shit that is adulting, that is where a lot of the quote negativity stems from. You know, we're all just trying our best and trying to figure it out ourselves. And so not everyone can take the hard parts of being an adult and turn it into a positive situation. So here's what I received. How do people work and socialize and get their life together all in the same 24 hours? I can't even get one right. It's fucking hard. It's as a full-time employee who also has, you know, social life. When I get out of work and I get asked if I want to hang out, sometimes I'm so tired that I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't. I just want to go home and lay in bed and drink a soda and watch Netflix. And sometimes I'll suck it up and be like, okay, I really want to hang out with these people. I miss them. I'm craving, you know, a moment of bonding with my friends, some alcohol, some stupid shit. So I'll suck it up and I'll go. But when I get back home, I'm even more tired. And the next morning is not pretty. So I can't get it right myself. And I don't think anyone can. I feel like anyone who seems to have it together is lying and definitely pretending. Another one was, trying to make everyone and myself happy all at the same time. I've definitely crashed on this one within the past year. It's hard. Again, I have a full-time job, so I'm trying to keep everyone at my job happy. And I come home, I still live with my mom and my little sister. I'm trying to keep them happy. I have a relationship. I'm trying to keep my boyfriend happy, my friends happy. We're just trying, and that's all we can do. That's the best that we can do. Just keep trying. And if you have reached a point where you're tired of trying, then express that. You know, and it's fine. You want to disappear for a whole week and fuck everyone? Go for it. You deserve that. The next one says, believe that path you dedicated yourself to is the right path. But fuck it, good vibes. Being mature is for weenies. Be happy and just do best with what you're handed. I feel like both of those are definitely right. Whatever path you're on is the right path. Whether you've had a bunch of obstacles thrown at you and you feel like you're never going to make it, you're going to make it at some point. While you're continuing to walk that path, smoke some weed, have your alcohol, do whatever the fuck you want. Because if you're not doing things that bring you a little bit of pleasure or happiness for that moment, then you need to start. Because not everything has to be serious, just work, 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 money, money, money. You know, those things are very important. And we're not going to lie that money brings us happiness. But let's just take a break from that and do things that will bring even more happiness, you know, like friendships and alcohol and drugs. Who cares? Whatever you need. And it doesn't have to be alcohol and drugs. If you prefer going for a walk or going for a hike, then do that. Someone else wrote, go with the flow, but have small goals that will help achieve your big long-term goals. Step one, know what you want. And that step one is so incredibly hard for a lot of people. A lot of us don't know what we want, and we don't know when we will know. So I feel like that can be very frustrating. And that's where a lot of people are labeled negative, because we don't know what we want and we find it increasingly difficult to figure it out. Like myself, I have no hobbies, I have no talent, and I'm doing a job because it pays the bills. So it can be fucking hard. Life is fucking hard. That's it. Someone else wrote money, and yeah, money is so it's like impossible to increase your income. Especially when you come from like a first generation family and you're doing everything right, or so you thought you were doing everything right. And no matter how fast you think you're climbing up that ladder, it just keeps getting longer and longer. Let's not act and pretend like money doesn't bring you instant gratification, because it does. It is necessary. At what point is money just no longer needed to be happy? What is financially stable to everyone? What is your level of comfortable that you want to achieve with money? But, you know, like I said, let's not pretend like money isn't the root of happiness. It's definitely one of those roots. Next one. Hardest part is thinking you have to have it all together at a certain age or part of your life. It's a hard mentality to snap out of, but it's important to do so because our life experience is so different from each other's. Yes. Fucking yes. This entire year, even before the pandemic, I've had this crisis where I feel like I'm running out of time, and if I don't do certain things at a certain time, I'm not going to be able to provide for my family. I'm not going to be able to give my mom the life that she deserves, because, you know, you sit here and you see your immigrant mother working her ass off and she's getting older and older, and you think, well, when am I going to be able to provide that relaxation that she deserves? It just seems so far in the future that by the time that I get it, will she even enjoy it? But yes, it's very important to snap out of it and remind ourselves we're young. We're not even 30 yet. We can do this, and let's work on ways to be able to give our parents a little bit of relaxation while we're doing so. Like maybe not making their life so difficult. You know, unless they're toxic people, then please cut them the fuck out. Okay, Next one. Hardest part is trying to live up to social norms and realizing that all these expectations to have accomplished by a certain time frame are all a social construct. Breaking out of what society has labeled as an adult is hard. Yeah, basically like what I just said, I agree. I feel like we need to remind each other as friends and family to just chill at some point. You know, keep going, keep grinding, keep working hard, but don't let it consume you. Because at the end of the day, what truly matters is that you are mentally okay while achieving your goals, while trying to get your family to be financially stable. It's all hard. Adulting is hard, and they do not teach you this in high school. They don't give a fuck. Please allow people to be negative in that moment. You don't know what they're going through, and you don't know how hard it might be for them to come to you and be vulnerable with those feelings. They're trusting you for you to just come back and say, oh, you'll be fine. Let's be positive. Please work on that. And if you're someone who has done it, it's okay to acknowledge that and just find ways to be better. So thanks for listening to those who did. Have a great week and use your sunscreen and your retinol.